Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't forget, folks, if you want to send an email to the show, you can send it to davidspoon at kprz.com. You can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience. You can do any of those things. We've already given you the weather report. The weather is fine. On the phone with us, our special guest, whom we're going to be talking to about a specific topic, our very own Marty Schneider, the retirement professor. Marty, are you there with us?
I am here, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. As you know, we've been having a few phone problems here or there. So we were going to have people call in on a particular subject, but the phone's not working right. But we were able to get a line out to you, and I'm glad we are, because I wanted to pick up on that conversation that you and I had about people who, and specifically, I kind of want to hit to this one particular area. I want to talk about people who have had financial calamities, let's say a bankruptcy, some kind of big drop in the last maybe 4 or 5 years where they had, you know, X amount of money in savings. Maybe they had 25, 30,000 in savings, but they've had to burn through all of that just to survive. Mm-hmm. Marty, I want to talk about what do people in that position do? I mean, they're probably, I don't even know if they're thinking retirement as much as survival.
You're right, David. It, in most cases, it's not a retirement planning conversation. It is a kind of a survive the moment, put together an emergency plan to get from point A to point B, and then kind of buy some time to regroup. And then we can start to do some longer-term planning. But you're so right, because these are, those are emergency times, and you have to take emergency action. You know, David, one of the observations that I've had is, you know, sometimes people are truly victims of circumstance, whether it be a medical condition and somebody loses their job and they can't work, or there's an accident, or, you know, the real estate market collapses and they bought their house at the top of the market. All of those circumstantial things occur. More often than not, though, when people get into serious trouble financially, you can usually trace it back to some bad decision-making and some bad choices and maybe some ongoing bad financial habits. And so it's really helpful in those emergency times to really sort through what got you from where you were to where you are. Was it circumstance, or was it some behaviors and bad choices? And then we can really start to, dig into what's going on and fix it. But there's a lot of behavioral issues here, because people are, for some people, for example, David, spending, overspending is sort of the opiate of choice, if you will. And that can be a very serious issue for some households. So lots of dynamics in play there.
All right, let me ask you this, because it leads me to some other questions, which, of course, it usually does. And it's because you're thinking through this process, and it's like, first of all, it sounds to me like it's helpful for people to have somebody come into their lives and be a little bit like a detective to evaluate, where we're at. Where are you at now? What happened? If there's circumstances that, the company went under, you can't do, it's not necessarily much you can do about that. But there can also be some contributing factors, is what I hear you saying. And it could be some habitual attitudes and factors that are in play that are making the situation even worse. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And I think you're right. It's helpful to have an outside, set of eyeballs sitting down and saying, all right, let's take a good hard look at what happened, why it happened, what were the circumstances, did you have an appropriate emergency fund, why did you burn through that emergency fund, exactly what occurred to bring you to this point of financial trouble. And David, I have to say that having had these conversations for 30 plus years now, I'd say 70%+ of the time you're going to find some credit card issues, getting into debt, struggling with debt issues, getting in over their head, spending more than should have been spent on things that probably should not have been purchased. And on a habitual basis, you know, month after month, year after year, that really does take a toll. So sometimes we can make a real statement around that and kind of help people walk through that and see what's really going on there. And, you know, it's challenging and it's emotionally difficult for families to be that honest with themselves about their own financial lives, but it needs to be done.
Yeah. Listen, for those that are listening, you know, we're talking to Marty Schneider. Now, Marty is called The Retirement Professor, so much so that he actually has the website, theretirementprofessor.com. So, I mean, that tells you how much of The Retirement Professor he is. Your number that you want to get a hold of him, because what you can do is you can have Marty help go through some of the things in your life to see what's going on there. And if you've had some BKs, you've had a problem, a situation, and you're trying to figure out how can I ever bounce back, you want to give him a call at 1-800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-7526. All right, so here's the question I'm going to ask, because, you know, there are circumstances that take place, and I know a couple of people that have been through super hard times, and part of it has been financial, like maybe external elements, and part of it has been maybe, you know, the spending elements of internal habits. Is the number one problem in the spending process, this is what I'm guessing, so you just have to bear with me, is the number one problem, is it credit cards? Using credit, the stuff that you don't have, to purchase stuff that you probably don't need?
With money you don't have, yeah. Exactly right. And these are, you know, as I said, David, for people, you know, we talk about people that have some kinds of addictions, whether it be substance or alcohol or drugs or what have you. For some people, that addiction is a spending addiction. And I don't want to play junior psychologist here, because that's not my area of expertise. I know enough to identify it when I see it. I'm not the guy that's going to fix that behavior, because you really do, in my opinion, need some, you know, professional counseling to work through that, what's at the root of that. Nonetheless, it is habitual and it can be addictive behavior, and it can really take a family down financially. So it's very serious stuff, and needs to get professional attention. And so, yeah, for most folks, it's going to be this, you know, credit cards building up. And it's why, David, I think scriptures are so clear about this topic. You know, there are so many flashing yellow, you know, caution signs in scripture about not living that credit-based lifestyle. And these are, you know, great protections that the Lord offers us in our financial lives and our financial stewardship, so that we really need to take that into our lives, take it into our mind, take it into our heart, and understand why God's offering that kind of protective advice.
When Marty, when you meet with somebody, do you guys, I mean, does this happen, or does this never happen? Does it sometimes happen, or does it always happen? Do they get a chance to, like, pray with you, and you guys, you know, kind of just, you know, you start that process where you really seek wisdom from above first and foremost when you're getting into this?
Yeah, it's the first thing I like to do, and it's the last thing I like to do when clients depart, is, you know, on the opening end, just ask for God's wisdom, and then on the back end, just ask for clarity and good decision making, and just bring God into the middle of this whole conversation, so that, you know, we're doing things for the right reason, and we're really ultimately seeking God's blessing. And, you know, David, one of the challenging concepts here is, you know, the financial planning process, it's not about more. It's not about getting more. It's about stewarding wisely whatever we are, you know, charged and responsible for. And for some people, you know, that's a lot, and for some people it isn't. But the principles of stewarding those resources really doesn't change whether there's a lot of material resources or very limited. So from my perspective, that's the conversation that needs to be had, is, you know, here's what you're entrusted to manage. Let's be the very best stewards we can over whatever that is.
Yeah, that's good. That was a great answer, Marty. That was really, really solid. And I think it's important for people listening to the show to know, you know, this isn't, oh, well, okay, I make less than $70,000. I can't talk to Marty. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can talk to Marty if you're making $20,000. It doesn't matter. You can still talk to him. and get an idea. They can still, you know, work something. And boy, the earlier the better, huh, Marty? From a planning point of view, right? The earlier the better. The younger the better.
Absolutely. Yeah, the younger the better. It really makes a huge difference to get a, you know, a jump start. I love to get my hands on the, you know, 25-year-olds that are just starting out in life and build those solid behavioral choices early in life so that those become the habits of not overspending and saving appropriately and giving appropriately and, you know, building all of those things into a real habit at that age. And then you get out there and, you know, when you're an old dude like me and you, David, then, you know, you've got those habits deeply ingrained and usually that's going to lead to good decisions and God's blessing and success, financial success, which again, to me, doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you've got millions of dollars. It just means that you've been a good steward over your resources. So,
yeah, that's well put.
Yeah.
That's well stated. All right, great job, Marty. Ladies and gentlemen, theretirementprofessor.com is Marty's website. You can call him at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-7526. And even if you've been through a very tough patch and don't have any idea where to go or how to do it, call Marty and talk to him. Get some ideas, meet with him, pray with him, and then the Lord bless that process from there out.
That is right. And it's a privilege to work with our listeners. Regardless of whether there's a lot or a little in play, we just want to do the right things.
You got it. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you being on the show.
God bless you, David. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're trying to get to Christianity and religion. Don't go anywhere.
Be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Celebrate the 4th with big savings from Smart and Final. Through July 4th, save on Crystal Geyser Water, 35 half liters. Buy two cases for only $8 plus CRV and get fresh pork spare ribs for just $1.99 per pound. Limit 4 packs at Smart and Final.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street report. Both the S&P index and the Dow average closed at record levels today as the second half of 2014 got off to a great start on Wall Street. The Dow was up 129 points to close at 16,956. The NASDAQ composite was up 50 at 4,458, and the S&P up 13 points at 1,973. All three of the major indexes higher on this Tuesday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term retirement income strategies in place, that is exactly the kind of work I can help you with each and every day right here in my Mission Valley offices. We put together the IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, pension plans, and of course help you make important Social Security decisions. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526.
Doesn't the sound of no monthly mortgage payments give you a sense of financial peace of mind? How about being able to convert the equity in your home into tax-free cash? It almost sounds too good to be true, right? Well, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage. No better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Now, there are changes coming, but if we act today, no need to worry about those changes. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of Aramco, the Aramco Group, and he's one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. You're invited to join him and Aramco at the beautiful Tom Hams Lighthouse in San Diego, July 17th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Don't put this off. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
Dude, where did you get the sick wheels? I need a ride like this.
So what's the holdup?
Hello? You know how bad my credit is? There's no way I'm going to be able to afford the monthly payments on something this cool.
Go where I went. HSCarsImperialBeach.com.
You are aware that's a website, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's where I went. HSCarsImperialBeach.com. Better yet, call HS Cars Company. 619-451-9626. I gave Ernie all the info he needed, and within 24 hours, I was on my way home in this...
Nice.
Seriously, HS Cars specializes in working with bad credit, no credit, and even first-time buyers. And the in-house financing and their customer service is off the hook.
What's that name and number again?
HS Cars Company. 619-451-9626. It's not that hard.
Call HS Cars Company today at 619-451-9626. That's 619-451-9626. Bad credit, no credit, or first-time buyers, this is your chance to drive the car of your dreams.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. New roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. Doesn't matter what you need on your roof, they've got you covered. Get it? 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com. I know they're going on holiday pretty soon here, so lift them up in prayers for traveling mercies. That would be very, very cool. But don't forget, all their estimates are free. You can get any information you need on a roof, any kind of roof. You know, if you have a dog, and you got to just say to him, how's the sandpaper? He goes, roof. Okay. Hey, it's an old joke, but it's a cute joke. Let's do this. Before we get into the religion and Christianity, I got news for you, Robo Producer, that you don't know. I got to tell you. Sorry. Got to tell you. Do you know what today is?
Broken phone day.
Yes. Apparently, it's broken phone day. But it is also creative ice cream flavors day.
So you need to on the David Spoon Experience from a lovely listener gets a free ice cream?
No. It's a day where you're supposed to come up with new or unique ice cream flavors, ones that you've never thought of before, like root beer and tangerine or some weird flavor like that.
Walnut mint.
Yeah, exactly. That's the kind of day. So you got to come up with whatever. So, you know, cookie dough, fudge, waffle cone. Ooh, actually, that sounds pretty good. That does sound pretty good. Why don't they have that ice cream? Cookie dough, chocolate fudge waffle cone. That sounds like a good one.
Double scoop of double cheeseburger ice cream.
Double cheeseburger ice cream. I like it. How about an In-N-Out with fry? How about an In-N-Out Army style? Or no, what is it?
Well,
is it?
I did have In-N-Out last night.
There you go. Well,
you're welcome.
Okay. I also want to tell you something you don't know, and I've got it right here in my hand. Today is International Joke Day.
Oh, gosh.
So you know what that means, don't you?
Ron can go and hide in a corner somewhere?
Yes. Okay, so you know the one about the minister and the rabbi and the priest, right, with the bear? You remember that
one? Yes, I do.
Okay, I got another one, a different one that I found today. I think it's pretty funny. What do you think? Tell me what you think of this. This joke is called Help from God. A woman named Edna finds herself in dire trouble. Her business has gone bust and she's in serious financial trouble. She's so desperate, she decides to ask God for help. She begins to pray, God, please help me. I've lost my business. And if I don't get some money, I'm going to lose my house as well. Please let me win the lotto. Lotto night comes and somebody else wins. Edna again prays, God, please let me win the lotto. I've lost my business, my house, and I'm going to lose my car as well. Lotto night comes, and Edna still has no luck. Once again, she prays, my God, have you forsaken me? I've lost my business, my house, and my car. My children are starving. I don't often ask for help, and I've always been a good servant to you, so please just let me win the lotto this one time so I can get my life back in order. Suddenly, there's a blinding flash of light as the heavens open, and Edna is confronted by the voice of God himself. Edna, meet me halfway on this. Buy a ticket. What do you think? Come on.
I want so bad to buzzer it just because you told it, but I can't because it's actually really funny.
That is pretty funny, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Buy a ticket.
All right. For those that don't know, that was a good one. For those that don't know, 1941 on this day, what's the the watch?
Bulova.
Yeah, that one. It's like a bullaway. I got to ask now. That's where I tell Ron to ask. You got to ask.
I already asked Ron. He said Bulova.
No, it's like a bullaway.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
No. Then you got to ask, what's a bull away? And then I say,
what's a bull away?
About 2 tons. <Da-da-da>. Come on. If you guys can't laugh, then you're... Uh-oh. 1874, on this day, the first zoo was opened in the United States in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hey, stop monkeying around.
Okay. It's like Animal Farm in here. Also, for those that don't know, Canada became a self-governing dominion in 1867 on this day, plus also a great place to lay blame if anything goes wrong. Because you can just, I mean, right there, it's easy. That's what I said. Last but not least, technically, 1943, on this day, income tax withholding began in the United States. Not just paying income tax. Income tax withholding means coming out of the check.
And remember, originally, it was temporary.
Yeah, you bet. Like all the other government programs, it's quite temporary. It's temporary until you hear the trumpet blow and Jesus goes, I'm back. Anyway, anyhow. Freak out. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
All right. All right, are we breaking here? Isn't this our break time? Is this what kind of like, yes, the thumb is up. At least you have a thumb you can do that with.
And they're underway.
I have, okay. We're going to take our break, come back. We're going to talk about Christianity and religion because I'm committed to it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our 2-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event. Come into the Embassy Suites La Jolla in San Diego, July 18th and 19th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVALS.com.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672. Is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
So many Christians tell me that they are worried about their financial future. We all want to be good stewards, but often get lost in the process. At our law firm, business and family estate planning are really a way of providing peace of mind. Others have a will or trust in place, but these are disconnected from the other pieces of their financial life. See what a difference a multidimensional team approach can make for you. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call me. Let's sit down and take care of everything for you.
Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Copenbarger. The Copenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. They'll help you put your financial house in order with God's kingdom in mind. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to get the ball rolling. I've been wanting to do this all day long. That's kind of a funny thing to say, you know, all day long. Okay, Here we go. Gallup poll recently came out with a statement. This is not very different than what took place in the 1980s. Here's what the poll said. 57% of the people polled believe that religion can answer most or all of life's problems. Kind of an interesting poll. 57% believe that religion can answer most or all of life's problems. So I read that and I thought, this is the kind of way I, this is how I process. I can't help it, folks. I thought, but how is that word religion defined? You see, 57% believe religion can answer most or all of life's problems. So the question then becomes, but what is that definition of the word religion? Because therein lies the struggle. So I'm going to give people an opportunity, by the way. We're going to open this up. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you have an answer or an opinion or a thought on this, because I'm going to kind of go into it. Do you have a thought on this, on what religion, the word religion means? Because I have come, it's the one thing that I've encountered probably more consistently than one would anticipate. And that is, the word religion has a different meaning for different people. So for some people, the word religion can mean faith, just their faith. Some people believe it has to do with institutionals and institutional discussions and practices and so on and so forth. And I'm going to give you some dictionary definitions on the way back on the next set. But what I want you to do is think of it in these terms. 57% believe religion can answer most or all of life's problems, which is a large amount, just to, in case you're wondering, is that a large amount? Sure it is. You know, 57 out of 100 people are like going, yeah, you know, religion's the answer for most or all of life's problems. And I assume most means, you know, 65, 70, 75% to all of life's problems. But the question is, what is religion? And then there's, because there's a positive way that religion can be viewed. And I think in the book of James chapter 1, there's a different spin on that. And then there's a negative way that religion can be used. And so some people see religion as like rules and regulations. And it, and then, you know, the next question that's coming, or the process that's coming, is Christianity a religion? And then is it a religion? Is it more than a religion? Is it less than a religion? Or is it just a religion? And is a religion, what does the word religion even mean? By those standards, are we talking about, what are we talking about? Now, I will give you the first and foremost element in the word religion. It is most in the Latin, the word religion, and somewhat in the Greek, I guess, but in the Latin primarily, it comes from the word religare, and that word means to tie down or to bind. The word religion means originally, it's score word, it's original, it's core word means to tie down, to tie fast, or to bind. That's what the word religion originally meant. But what does it mean now? How do we view it now? How is that operating in lieu of what we know or what we think? So I want you to think about that, because what some people are going to say, I'm telling you right now, they're going to say it, don't get mad at me, is, you know, religion is a positive, or they'll say religion is a negative. It depends on what your skew is. It depends on what your viewpoint is. So is it a positive or is it a negative for you? If you want to share, call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I'll just throw out the first definition real quickly. I used about five different resources on this, just so you can know. It says this: religion is a set of beliefs, values, and practices, watch this, based on the teachings of a spiritual leader. A set of beliefs, values, and practices based on teachings of a spiritual leader. Now, that can be good and that can be bad, because if your spiritual leader is some young moon, that's bad. That's not a good thing. But if your spiritual leader is Jesus, well, then that's a good thing. So So it kind of depends on the core of the teacher, doesn't it? So is the religion just the process of practicing those beliefs, values, and practices? Is it the beliefs and the values put into play? Or is it also, does it have to do with the teacher? Just stuff I want you to mull around in your mind. Just think it through. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. And then is Christianity then, by that definition, a religion? You're listening, by the way, to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to dive a little deeper into this very subject.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
This radio station's mission is to tell the world about the love of Jesus Christ. But we also know that the best Christian is an informed Christian. That's why our sister station, Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ, will keep you informed on anything happening you need to know about. Come here for the gospel message. Go there to find out what's happening here and around the world. Together, we can change the world. K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ, and Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ.
Navigate from the here and now to the then and there. We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Feeling friendly? K-Praise is on Facebook and Twitter. Just search KPRZ for spiritual messages every day.
Join the Z Club for your chance to win an Apple iPad mini and great prizes. Receive daily program highlights and daily devotionals from your favorite ministries. Sign up for the Z Club today at kprz.com.
Start enjoying KPRZ's life-changing radio on the go. Download the KPRZ app for your smartphone. KPRZ programming can go with you wherever you go with the free KPRZ app.
This summer, Permodontics is making it even easier to get the smile of your dreams. Tired of living with missing or decayed teeth or poorly fitting dentures? Then tell us about it. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com and you may receive a new smile free. That's right. Permodontics is celebrating summer by giving away a free same-day teeth procedure. To enter, email your information and tell us why you need same-day teeth with a picture or two and you'll receive a complimentary consultation. One lucky person will receive a full workup by the Permodontics team with their same-day teeth procedure. And that's not all. Everyone who schedules a complimentary consultation before Labor Day will be eligible for a special summer savings on their very own same-day teeth procedure. So enjoy summer. Eat what you want. Laugh and smile until your cheeks hurt. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com or call 866-SMILE-AGAIN to schedule your complimentary same-day teeth consultation. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. 866-SMILE-AGAIN.
KPRZ is proud to announce the newest school participating in half-price tuition is Maranatha Christian Schools High School. For over 5 years,
What? Who?
Yes, Maranatha Christian Schools.
You mean the Maranatha Christian Schools? High academic standards, beautiful campus, great athletic fields, Christian biblical worldview? That Maranatha Christian Schools?
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, pretty cool.
KPRZ welcomes Maranatha Christian Schools High School as the newest participant in KPRZ Half Price Tuition. To learn more about this great opportunity at one of the region's leading schools, call KPRZ now. Today, right now, at 858-535-1210 or visit us online at kprz.com. Call KPRZ now at 858-535-1210 or kprz.com. Maranatha Christian Schools and KPRZ, a truly exceptional opportunity for you and your family.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, I want to remind you, I'm just going to tell you this real quickly, and then we're going to get back into our religion and or Christianity discussion. But I want to remind you about what's going on for Monta Vista, the Monta Vista Village Senior Living. It turns out that they have offered one more. They're nice. One more, one and only one room is left at the half price deal. So it's like, wow. So there is one more, but only one, which means it ain't going to last. Like the other ones don't last. By the way, you get a one bedroom apartment at half price off the entire first year. So normally, if living somewhere like that's $2,000 for a month, it's $1,000 a month. 50% off, half price. Pretty good deal. It includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, tons of activities, fit classes, all these different things. There's one spot left. So if you call and you mention the half price deal, you got to call 619-465-1331. That's 619-465-1331. And mention the half price deal, you'll have the opportunity to live at Monta Vista Village Senior Living Community at half price. And we're going to be out there next week doing a remote regardless. But I'm telling you, if you have any interest in Monta Vista Senior Living at all, half price. You got one very small little window, one little shot to get involved with it. So we encourage you to do that. Okay. And then if you didn't catch the number, you can always call the station. But the number is 619-465-1331. Okay. Okay.
There can be only one.
Yes. Yeah. You know, our wisdom, do you think it lacks? We do the best we can, don't we? Okay. Ladies and germs, that's how professional we are. I just said ladies and germs. Come on. Yeah, what do you want? We're talking about religion, and we're talking about the definitions of religion. There was a Gallup poll that said 50% of people believe religion can answer most or all of life's problems. Robo producer, just your quick thought on when you hear the word, just total honesty, just quick thought, nothing, just one sentence. What do you think when you hear the word religion?
When I think of the word religion, I think of just a group of people that have come into an organizational body to worship that same religion and God together.
Okay, so now by that definition, a football team and a football scenario could be a religion. Because it's like they come in and they worship God, which at that point for them is football. I mean, I'm just saying it can be kind of an anything thing. I'm not knocking that. I'm just showing that that has multiple applications. So remember the origin of the word religion is to tie down, to tie fast, or to bind, which I think is interesting. I think it has to do with binding to that persuasion. A set of beliefs, values, or practices based on the teachings of a spiritual leader, I think, is a good and bad definition. Because if it's Reverend Sun Myung Moon and the Moonies, that's bad, right? That would be a bad thing. But if it's Jesus, that's good. So it's a good thing. Another definition, by the way, is a body of persons, and I think this is what you were saying, a body of persons adhering to a particular set of beliefs and practices. That is also a definition of religion, and that's a yes and a no. That's a good and a bad. The problem is it also has this definition, any formal or institutionalized expression of such belief. That is also a definition of religion. Although I'm not real happy with this definition, the practice of sacred ritual observances. I don't think that's really that good a definition. I think the question that they have is Christianity a religion? And then my most immediate answer is, well, in certain definitions, in certain terms, it would be. But as a Christian, I know it to be so much more than a religion.
Well, as you and I have talked about on the show on and off the air in the past, I know several people that, including myself from time to time, that don't end up going to church for, you know, a period of time for whatever reason. Does that make them any less a Christian? No.
No, I think the question becomes, is Christianity a religion? Like, for example, people talk about what is Christianity, what is not Christianity. And there's a lot of great definitions. The one that I happen to adhere to the most, that's my way of saying not the only definition. But I see Christianity as this. I see Christianity as a living relationship with a living God that's made possible through the work of Jesus Christ and is walked out through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's like, that's what I see Christianity as. I don't see Christianity as being east and west before it's north and south. Does that make sense? Because to me, Christianity cannot be east and west alone. It's impossible. You cannot follow the teachings of Christ and not understand that this is about restoring the relationship between the north and the south. And by north and south, I mean God is north and we are south, so to speak. So he's up there, we're down here, kind of mentality. So I'm trying to give you some things. But here's something to understand, that religion is also often seen as rules and traditions. So to me, Christianity is much more, it's much deeper. And I think to say, well, it's just this element of persuasion, just this part of my life. If Christianity is a part of your life and it isn't your life, then there's a question. Because that to me, if Christianity is a part of your life, and it's not your life, then at that point, I think Christianity is a religion for you. But if Christianity is your life, now, by is your life, does that mean that's all I do is quote scripture and do so? No. But it just means that I am consistently aware of God being in the middle of everything. I mean, it's really an acknowledgement to who God is and how he manifested himself through Jesus Christ, taught me about him through the life of Jesus Christ as shown in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it's just one of those things where I understand it and I believe it's a deeper element. And I do believe that in many ways Christianity was the restoration of what we lost in the garden, because we the sin is what separated us from God. And through Jesus, that gets changed, that gets altered. Here's what I think Christianity is not, though. Because we talk about it. I don't think it's the rules and tradition religion. I think that's just, you know, rules and traditions are just like rules and traditions, right? It could be anything. Rules and traditions could be how you do your little, you know, club at college. That doesn't mean anything to me.
And that doesn't make it right or wrong.
Right. I don't see it one way or another. I don't believe that Christianity is illogical. I think, in fact, Christianity is quite logical, because really, just really, what the ultimate living atheist has said is he thinks that there was maybe an alien being that seeded the earth with two seeds. Oh, you want to call seed one Adam and seed two Eve? Okay. Because it's like... Why is it so funny? Because it's like, well, that seems perfectly logical to me. I don't know what the problem is. So, and I'll tell you another thing. It's not a fad. Christianity is not a fad. It's not a club. We have secret handshakes. I've actually had a conversation with the person. I'm not going to mention their name, Lori. And they actually think that there's like a special code amongst Christians.
I'll tell you what, Dave, I'm glad there's not a secret handshake, because I'm horrible at them and I'd be kicked out so fast it wouldn't even be funny.
Yeah, I guess we give each other special discounts when we flash the code, whatever the code is. I mean, that's the part of it where you're sitting there and you're thinking, you lost your mind. It's just like you lost your mind. I'll tell you another thing I don't think it is. You know, Karl Marx said that religion is an opiate. And he didn't really say Christianity is an opiate. He just said religion, talking about mass religion, so on and so forth. There's a lot of things being a Christian is. But being a Christian and being comfortable as a Christian, especially nowadays, not happening. If you're a Christian now, more people hate you than ever. How is that comfortable? How is that like a crutch? How is that like an opiate? That's like sticking a needle in your eye. It's like, what? But for the level of faith, you got to do what you got to do, man. You got to stand in your faith. You got to believe it. I mean, if you don't stand in your faith, you won't stand at all, the Bible says. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 9, for those that are looking for the reference. Here's the bottom line. Paul said something really interesting in Philippians 3, 7 through 9, and it goes beyond religion. So is Christianity a religion? Well, it can be, but it's bad when it's churchianity. Good Christianity, real Christianity, is that living relationship with a living God that's made possible through the work of Jesus Christ and carried out through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit towards others. I mean, others are involved, of course. But Paul said it best. He said, everything else, Philippians 3, 7, 9, everything else is garbage compared to knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. That's Christianity. Everything else is garbage, Paul said, compared to knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Everything else is like, eh, whatever. Knowing Jesus, that's the one thing you'll take into eternity.
Big muscles, not taking them. Big bank accounts, not taking them. Recipes that really dress up In-N-Out Burger, which are very awesome, not taking it into heaven. Your relationship with Jesus, that you can take into heaven. All the rest, not so much. You get it? Kind of an interesting swing on things, right? It's kind of a unique way to look at it. All right, so is that Christianity is a religion? Well, it's much more than a religion. Let's say that. I would never insult somebody's Christianity by just going, it's just a religion. Now, churchianity is a religion. That's where you live for church and you don't live for Jesus. That's different. I'm not talking about that. All right, so what do I got, like a minute left? Or I got like 30 seconds left? I have like no time left. Well, I hope that's not true on the overall scale of life. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Mossy Nissan's July 4th sales event is on at all 7 Mossy Nissan locations. Save with Nissan Factory Bonus Cash plus great APR options on over 3,000 hot new Nissans. Don't wait. Visit your local Mossy Nissan or MossyNissan.com today.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, anytime's a great time to visit Singing Hills Memorial Park, but there's something about going out during the summertime, and a lot of people go out and just kind of take a walk, and whether they're visiting loved ones there or making plans for the future, it's just a gorgeous setting. It's not like a typical cemetery you imagine. It is a beautiful, beautiful spot. And right now, yeah, you can go out and take a tour, find out more about Singing Hills, but find out about the savings, the summertime savings special right now. Explain what's up.
That's right, Mark. If you come out and visit us, and we take a tour, and you mention this ad, we will go ahead and include the second interment rite on a single space.
So that's like a two-for-one opportunity here. Now, we made our plans years ago. It gives you peace of mind, and boy, it's tough to put a number of value on that. That's the greatest thing, peace of mind, so your family doesn't have to deal with it. Find out more, Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000. 619-444-3000.
Now, I'm not a mathematician, but one thing I'm certain about is that zero means nothing. Zilch. Nada. I'm Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar, the nation's number one residential solar specialist. Every day, I talk to potential customers that are confused about our pledge to install solar panels on their homes for nothing out of pocket. They think there must be a catch or that they'll get a big bill later on. But at Varango Solar, zero really does mean zero. Nothing out of pocket doesn't mean money from your purse or a debit from your bank account. Nope. At Varango Solar, zero means zero. All you pay is a new electric rate that's lower than what you pay today. And unlike your electric company, our rates are guaranteed and locked in. At Varango, the O means zero down. Call us today to see if you qualify.
Call Varango Solar at 800-481-3400. 800-481-3400. That's 800-481-3400.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Experience the best of senior living at half price. That's right. Right now, KPRZ has teamed up with Mata Vista Village Senior Living Community, offering two residents half price for their entire first year of living. Think about it. A studio apartment, normally $2,690 per month, is now half price, only $1,345 a month for a full year. Or a one-bedroom apartment, normally $3,430, just $1,715. Two spots available. Call today, 619-465-1331.
KPRZ wants to equip pastors and church leaders with Salem Church products, resources for the creative church, special offers, articles, and resources for pastors like Pastor's Deals, Monthly Pastor's Letter, Art of Marriage video events, and KPRZ promotions like Church of the Week and Ministry of the Month, empowering you to do the work of the ministry. Plus, your invitation to KPRZ's free annual signature events like appreciation luncheons and golf tournaments. Learn more. Visit KPRZ.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Ah, I love these shows. Another good show, enjoyable, fun to fellowship, fun to talk, just fun. fun stuff. All right, we're going to DDD.
DDD.
We're going to DDD. What's now? I gotta come up with a sound effect for DDD. The DDD is devotional diamond of the day. It's something that I come across when I'm reading my Bible or doing my prayers. Something that comes to mind, and then I write it down, and I write a couple notes on it. And sometimes it comes out really good, and sometimes it comes out really medium. But we do the best we can. And here's what we're gonna do with that one. I think it'll be pretty good. This is a Matthew 25, 24, and 25. So Matthew chapter 25. Verse 24 and 25. This is what it says. Then the man who received one talent also approached and said, Master, I know you. You're a difficult man, reaping where you haven't sown and gathering where you haven't scattered seed. So I was afraid, and I went off and hid your talent in the ground. Look, you have what is yours. So here's what happens. This guy comes and he gives different talents to these different people. And in this case, the talents really refer to finances, just in case you're wondering. Yes, it does. And gives 10 talents to one guy, 5 talents to another, 1 talent to another. And the guy, you know, does really good with the 10. The guy does really good with the 5. Here's the guy with the 1. He goes, oh, I know you're a difficult man. I mean, if you're going to come back and bring what you've been given to the person that gave it to you, insulting them, probably not a good idea. I don't know. I could be wrong. Anyway, so he says, you're a difficult man, reaping where you haven't sown and gathering where you haven't scattered seed. So I was afraid and went off and hid your talent. Here's the key. Jesus is using this story to teach and illustrate what is it that the guy was that made him go off and hide his talent. He was afraid. He was afraid. So he hid the talent. Here's one of the great, great lessons we can pull out of this portion. Fear, being afraid, immobilizes us. Fear keeps you from doing things, trying things, experimenting, or risking. Fear, I'm not talking about excessive financial risk with the balance of your wealth. I'm talking about life. You know, there's a couple of preachers out there that talk quite a bit, and I do like it. It's not the same, but it's a great connection. They say that you really want to understand faith, learn how to spell risk. R-I-S-K. Learn how to spell it. Because faith requires you to take an action that is something that is not necessarily supported. It always takes me back to the Indiana Jones movie where, you know, he's got to walk across that bridge. He's got to use faith, and you got to take that first step, and he can't even see if he's what he's stepping on, but he knows there's something supposed to be there, and there was something there all along. You just couldn't see it. It's almost like a very cool understanding that you have to take a step, and your step is not proven correct until you make it. And it's really an interesting element. But the opposite of that is fear, which tells you, I will never take that step. I will never risk. See, here's something good for some of you guys that are listening out there. Some of you are interested in getting involved in ministry, but because of fear, you are immobilized. And you don't want to walk in that capacity. Because all ministry that's good ministry has faith to it. Okay, faith. If you look at Thessalonians, I can talk. It talks about the works that we do being works of from faith, birthed from faith. You have a ministry call and you're afraid and you don't want to do something wrong, or you've done things wrong in your life. You don't think the forgiveness of God is big enough. You're wrong. The forgiveness of God is great enough. So much so that Peter, an apostle who spent time with Jesus for 3 years, denied Jesus 3 straight times. He still had a pretty cool ministry. So let's at least acknowledge that. And then there's a few other of you, just before we disconnect, a few other of you that are listening. You're afraid this whole Christian thing might be true. You're like, nah, I don't want to know this. I'm not going to take this step. You know what? You're never going to see the path unless you step that step of faith. You're never going to see it. That concept, it's just very simple. The concept says this: oh, I believe it when I see it. Here's my response. You don't get to see it until you believe it. It goes the opposite way for Christians. You don't get to live until you die. You don't get to receive until you give. You don't get to see until you believe. So for those of you that are at that border step for ministry, step over. And for those that are at that border step for Christianity, step over. You're going to find out it was the single best moment and step you've ever taken. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break, and then we're coming back with more Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you tomorrow.